The area of Ringsend and Irishtown is to become Dublin City's first decarbonising zone. All local authorities in the country have been asked to choose regions to implement biodiversity and climate mitigation measures. First reported in the Dublin Inquirer, climate activists in Ringsend and Irishtown are hoping the designation will usher in more investment. Our reporter Killian Sherlock has been finding out more.
Stepping through this metal gate at the back of an old Protestant mission hall in Ringsend, Dublin City, you're likely to meet Joe Donnelly.
This place was a relic from a bygone era, and we used to have cider parties and we used to vandalise it. And then this area was up for redevelopment and it was going to be demolished and flattened. And we said, not at all, that can't happen.
So Joe and others took the project on, developing a community childcare centre and the Fair Play Cafe. It is now also the hub of the Ringsend Irishtown Sustainable Energy Community, or SEC. That group created an energy master plan, funded by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, identifying potential for energy savings. Some of the first projects include the cafe and the local GAA club, which saw savings of around 30 and 70% respectively.
So what you're looking at now is solar panels. So these are angled where the morning sun hits the building first. So in the morning time, everything is going full ash here to get the coffee, to get the dishwasher, to get the toaster machine, to get the hot water for the teas and all this type of stuff.
Have you noticed an impact of since bringing them in?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, do you want to go in and see?
Yeah, we have it. We can see.
Nice and warm up here as well. Yeah. So we have this meter here, which shows the exact amount of power that's been generated right now, how much power has been generated since we had them installed, and then the CO2 saving, in other words, the carbon offset, nearly 2.5 tons of carbon has not been burnt into the atmosphere. That this is the other end of the spectrum, not a deep retrofit, not something that's going to blow a hole in your bank account. This is something that is cost effective, that can give you an immediate return and get you into your ankles or up to your shins in the whole reacting to the climate crisis.
Last February, the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage asked all local authorities to identify what it called a decarbonising zone, an area where a range of climate mitigation and biodiversity measures could be taken. Leisha Nalan, city reporter with the Dublin Inquirer, said the City Council picked Ringsend and Irishtown.
The council every 6 years does a blueprint for the development of the city and has a section obviously on climate action. And in there, it is said that Ringsend is going to be the decarbonising zone for the city.
The zones are essentially pilot projects for the country's overall response to climate change. Dublin City Council said it was still awaiting guidance on measures to be implemented and their timelines, so it remains unclear exactly what the designation will mean for the area.
I would certainly expect a lot more work on retrofitting and self-generation energy, probably through solar panels. So I'd say there'll be extra grants maybe to encourage people to put in the solar panels. And one thing that's happening in all new developments now is green roofs. So adding in greenery, I'd imagine planting trees. Certainly, I'd say that, you know, that there'll be an emphasis on increased public transport, cycling and walking and that sort of thing as well.
Modes of travel and electricity sourcing are important, but another area is heat management. Fergal Purcell, Managing Director of Arden Energy, is also a member of the Ringsend Irishtown SEC.
And we've always been conscious that there's a lot of energy infrastructure in the area, like the two power stations and the waste to energy plant, and the pipes for the district heating scheme run down the road here in front of the cafe. So we would love in the future to connect in the cafe into the district heating scheme. Same thing with the GAA club, that's right beside the pool bag STZ, which will be connected to the district heating scheme. So if we get more kind of facilities and more buildings and more community facilities and households in the area connected to district heating, social housing in the area, there's quite a lot of social housing. I mean, there's a huge potential there in terms of like energy infrastructure.
While there's already great work underway, Joe Donnelly says the new designation is a further opportunity for the area.
Ringsend was treated like the armpit of Dublin for generations. All the sweaty and smelly industries were put down there. For far too long, the main investment coming down here from the state is incineration and sewerage. You know, what does that say? What's that say to a community? But like, it is time for real targeted investment to go in to make it a living, thriving, prospering community to turn to start a new chapter.
Joe Donnelly of Ringsend and Irish Town SEC speaking there to Killian Sherlock.